This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Did you know Jesus quoted Isaiah 61 as the basis for his public ministry? Compare the first two verses with what he said in the synagogue in Nazareth, recorded in Luke 4:18-19. Notice that he paraphrased Isaiah's prophecy, but he omitted the phrase, "the day of vengeance of our God." He did this because, as John recorded in John 3:17, God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. The day of vengeance will come at the end of the age of grace. What Jesus chose to quote, he declared was being fulfilled before their very eyes. Jesus often said that what he was proclaiming or doing was fulfilling what prophets predicted. Jesus based his actions and messages on God's word. We should do the same. He also pointed out, quoting Isaiah 61, that what he was about to do and say was prompted by the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord coming on him and anointing him. It's not surprising to see that when he went forth anointed by the Spirit and obedient to God's word, that the impact of his life on others was so powerful and beneficial. Reading about the impact of his life described in the Gospels is captured by Isaiah 61:3, "to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair." If you want your life to have that kind of impact on those around you, you too will need to rely upon the Spirit's anointing and be obedient to God's word, just as Jesus was.